following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Ba-ba black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The Savings Spectacular is on at the Home Depot. Outsmart your budget with low prices throughout the store, like Pergo Presto Gunstock Oak Laminate Flooring. Just $188 a square foot. It's easy to install and has surface protection to prevent scratches and fading. And its low price gives you budget protection and prevents you from putting off your project any longer. Just another reason to hurry into the Savings Spectacular. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Now through March 27th, U.S. only, see store for...
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back at home after a week at Cunningham's. You know what? That wasn't bad.
The food's better there.
Duh. More TVs. Everything's better than, well, we get to see Jeff. We get to see producer Jeff. Like I said, everything's better at Cunningham's. And so, the women, Husker women play tonight. Creighton women play tonight. It's not like there's nothing going on. The NBA continues. The NHL continues. And we want to thank Mike Youssef and the gang. And it was a great week and some great basketball that went on in the NCAA tournament. Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein with you on this Monday. We're going to talk about the NCAA tournament. First thing we're going to do here, well, maybe second thing, is look at the brackets and see who's leading it, as Jeff has got that pulled up on the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. Coming up, we're going to talk some Harlem Globetrotters today with the Hammer. Hammer Harrison's going to be in town. They will also be coming up next week, and we'll tell you when, where, and all the festivities with the Harlem Globetrotters. Tasha Weiss is in to talk about the Kearney Class Act, which is coming up next week as well. Some really cool sporting packages on there. Among the other things, we'll tell you what that is all about. Your emails, your phone calls, you can Facebook us, you can tweet us. In this day and age, there's so many ways to get a hold of us. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Of course, the Bruce Furniture fan line, as always, is 888-455-ESPN. If you've got questions or comments for us or our guests, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Monty, how's your bracket? Everybody was asking me that this weekend, and they got that befuddled look when I said, it's not bad. My Final Four is still intact.
Right now I'm in fourth place in our family bracket. My 16-year-old daughter, who doesn't quite know how many players are on the floor at the same time, is leading. My 13-year-old son is in some sort of mental disarray because he's in third place. My wife is in second place. Our household's in shambles right now, Doug.
As usual, the gals dominating the guys.
Always.
Well, Jeffrey, we take a look at, we've got a five-way tie, and Happy Gilmore, who was doing good after day one, is still there. I do not recognize the other four. We've got TK Chap, Bladen Bearcat, Bellinger, and then some kind of code there, RY Lit 77. They are the top.
Why doesn't anybody put their real name? It would be a lot more fun if they just put their real names. We could call them out or give them credit
some,
on air.
Some of them, see, there's Easy Cheese. You got to like that. You got to like Easy Cheese, tied for 10th. Postal Chuck. Hey, Postal Chuck from Broken Bow. There's little Coos. Of course, Postal Chuck took Georgetown. Sorry, Postal Chuck. Hey, congratulations, though. He's the highest rated person on the board who has no chance. Because the his champion's the only one that's gone. I mean, you can scan down. Look at all that. There's like 100. There's another Georgetown. But congratulations. We've got some prizes going out to those of you that are in first place here over the weekend after the round to the Sweet 16. But nothing surprising. We'll break more. Well, nothing surprising to me. I'm going to say nothing surprising to me, and we've talked about this on the air. Nothing has shocked me, even Florida Gulf Coast. That is a surprise, yes. But shocked? No.
There always is a Florida Gulf Coast type team around. It's always that way. Now, this first time a 15 has made it into this round. That's exciting. But there always is that. And that makes it fun. If it was chalk all the way through and all the favorites won, that isn't what March Madness is all about.
The last thing we talked about Friday with Jim Lang and Randy Bushcutter, myself, give me your upset of the day. I said, I think Kansas State's skating on thin ice, and they should have won the ball game, but they didn't, and out they go. So I'm not surprised that LaSalle, we're starting to see that. One of those teams that wins the play-in game ends up getting into the Sweet 16. VCU, of course, made it to the Final Four a couple years ago.
Never used to be that way. It always used to be one and done with those guys, but that probably speaks to the parity of college basketball right now, the way things have changed, but makes a lot of fun.
Everybody says, boy, with all this parity, it shouldn't be that long till Nebraska's good again.
They'll be good again. Come on.
I hope so, but what's good again?
Yeah, that's the point.
Hovind won an NCAA tournament game, so there's another team that, you know, now Nebraska is even, there's even fewer teams that have not won one.
They need to get where Creighton is right now. Into the tournament, win a game. That's probably their goal, right?
Florida Gulf Coast has been eligible for the tournament for two years, and they're in the Sweet 16. Nebraska's never won a tournament game.
Yeah, Tim Miles doesn't have a supermodel for a wife either. So you want to start making comparisons? We don't have a spa on campus there too. So
you're just giving me all kinds of segues here, aren't you? let's get into the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. The 8th annual class act is coming up April 6th at the Eunice Center, and Tasha Weiss. You know, one thing I noticed, Tasha, is all the names here for the chair people and on the board, they're all women. What are you telling me?
That women are more organized.
Did you see her hesitate there? She didn't know what to do right there for a second.
How's your bracket looking?
My bracket is awesome.
Here we go.
See, there
it is.
Here we go.
My only upset so far has been Oregon.
And there they are. Mm-hmm. Oregon's in the Sweet. See, again, so did you have any rhyme or reason? Are you a basketball fan, or did you just pick them out of a hat?
I'm usually a basketball fan. However, I haven't watched very much this year, so I was kind of scrambling to pick my favorites.
So we take a look at, because you've been busy with Class Act.
That's
let's
right.
Let's start right off the top here. Give us the when's, the where's, and what actually Class Act is. Let's start there.
All right. Class Act was organized about 8 years ago by members of the community that saw a need for some additional funding for the public school systems, and as budget cuts became more and more, they put together this dinner auction and have been very, very successful. The Kearney community is really embracing this idea and helping out youth. And so our dinner auction is scheduled this year for April 6th at the Eunice Center. The cocktail hour starts at 6 p.m., live auction starts at 7:30. You can get tickets by calling the Class Act office at 236-7611.
Lonnie, we've seen a need, obviously, for so many things over the years. A lot of different schools, a lot of different organizations have started to put this on. We've all been involved with it. We've donated a variety of Doug and Daddy spots, and we've been able to go to some neat places, do some neat things. But that's one of the things. There's always something unique. It doesn't matter if we're talking schools or if we're talking Ducks Unlimited, Wild Turkey. I mean, all these things, there's always something unique. And let's face it, in this day and age, it's you want to donate, but this is kind of a fun way to do it as well.
Well, from two perspectives, first of all, when I was a public school teacher and coach, where was this? Because, I mean, I see the wish list of some of those teachers and those coaches, and it's incredible the amount of gifts and donations and things that they wouldn't be able to get in their classroom or for their programs and that sort of thing. That's the first thing that's amazing about it. But the second thing is, there's something for everybody. I mean, if you can't go there and find something that you're interested in, then you're at the wrong venue, because it's a spectacular event. The amount of donations that they get from different people and different corporations and so on is amazing.
And Tasha, this is the eighth year, but every year you try to build and grow. You've already told us off air a couple of unique things, changes, updates that you're going to be doing this year. Tell the folks out there about those.
Well, this year we are going to be utilizing a company called Qtago, and that company has been hired by us to come in and help us organize the evening. They utilize technology by allowing you to bid from your cell phone. They also do have about 8 people at the event that will have iPads, and so if you don't have your cell phone or if you're not technologically inclined to utilizing all of these services, we do have people there to help you do that. And so that was a cost to the organization to do that, but I think that the benefits that we will receive from that will be greater, because as you're sitting around talking to your friends and socializing, you will get a text message that says, item number 108, you have just been outbid by $50. Do you want to up your ante? You can also set a maximum bid when you walk in and say, on item 108, my maximum is $250, and it will keep bidding for you until you reach that. So
first of all, I love technology. You know me. I mean, yeah. I'm on the cutting edge of this. But so let me get this straight. I'm going to instead of borrowing somebody's auction bid number, now I'm going to have to get their passcode to their phone to bid for
that
them?
That is correct. Okay. It will be almost impossible to bid on somebody else's behalf.
Okay. I just wanted to get that straight, how this all works.
You'd have to tackle them and get their cell phone, and, you know, it'd be ugly.
But, you know, honestly, you know, we've all been to these things, and that, you know, it's a social event. People are talking, and the bids are flying, that sort of thing. And I think a lot of times, it kind of gets lost. The bids get lost in this sort of thing. So I think it's what a great idea.
Yeah, but will it bring drinks to your table?
Well, as you're wandering around, you can pick up your own drink and still
be active in the bidding.
Yeah, still be using your phone.
Great idea.
Tasha Weiss is with us here in studio. Class Act is April 6th at the Eunice Center. We're always interested, especially being a sports show, what are some of the unique sports gifts that are either on the silent auction or the live auction?
Some of the sports things, we have a Ray Lewis and Joe Flacco autographed football, a Colin Kaepernick mini helmet and picture. He's actually doing his Kaepernicking little motion that he does in the picture, so it's kind of cool. RG3 and Alfred Morris autographed football. Live auction items are Peyton Manning signed and framed jersey, and then a Michael Jordan signed and framed jersey.
Wow. And I know the Manning, they were able to acquire one of those at the UNK baseball, and I believe that was the number one item. We were trying to guess what it was going to go for, and without disclosing that, it was a good donation to the UNK baseball program. So always something neat out there. And this is the Denver Bronco. Peyton Manning. He used to play somewhere else, I guess, but he plays for the Broncos.
Very apropos to have that this year, especially with the kind of year he had. You know, those autograph items are great for people with memorabilia, basements, bars, etc., that sort of thing. There's also, I always love looking at the golf trips, the hunting trips, those sort of things, and it seems like those are always prevalent too.
Yeah, you got a few of those too, Tasha.
We do. We have a trip to the Prairie Club. Also have a hunting trip at a local farm south of Beatrice. And then Russell's is donating a 55-inch 3D TV. what better way to watch your basketball games?
Bang, you get it all taken care of. You can have it just in time for the championship game. And, of course, all the money has to go somewhere, and everyone's interested. We try to make sure that after the fact we kind of know what happened here. And already in just 7 years, Class Act has provided some pretty good things for Kearney Public Schools. Can you fill us in on a couple of those at least?
Yes. Each year in the fall, it's our privilege to donate a $5,000 check to each of the schools. So the members of our committee go and deliver a life-size check. I mean, it's humongous, and the kids just get super excited about seeing that much money come in. They don't really wrap their head around the $5,000, but they can see how big that check is, and that kind of puts a perspective on things for them. And the schools can utilize that however they would like. We also do allow teachers to apply for grants to fund special projects, trips, equipment that they maybe need. One of the things that you probably all know about is the district phone messaging system. It's called ConnectEd. Get a phone call on Sunday night from your principal. Hey, this is Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. This is what's going on for the week. Anytime that they need to let you know about school cancellations, upcoming events, anything like that, that's where this is utilized. And the principal is able to make a recording and then transmit it out. And it's been a huge benefit.
Better than the calling tree, Monty.
Listen, in our house, we still, when it's snowing at night, you wait for those text messages and phone calls, automated phone calls, those text messages, and that's a great system.
You can hear the roar across the city as that comes down. Tasha, anything else that you wanted to touch on here that folks need to know about?
I just wanted to put out a special thank you to our corporate sponsors this year, Buzz's Marine and Midway Auto Dealerships. They did make it possible for us to get Cutego in. And hopefully this will be an outstanding event. We'd love to see everybody there. This is a night that's open to the public. You don't have to have a special invitation. Just give us a call, and we will be more than happy to get a table set up for you.
Is that so? If someone says I'm not in yet, I'm not registered yet, is that what happens? They call you, and can they request a table? Can they? How does that work?
Yes, they're able to either request a table of 10 people. Or we can just take individual RSVPs and put them together with people. I think Ryan and I several times have not gotten a table, and we just kind of let it roll with the luck of the draw, and we have had some of the best nights possible getting to meet new people. So there's something for everybody. $25 is the minimum donation, on up to $5,000. 10,000, whatever,
a million.
Whatever you're willing to bring.
let's shoot high. Hey, by the way, Doug, maybe you and I can get in the cool. This is the way we can get in the cool table. We can request to Tasha. She can get to sit at the cool table.
Yeah. There you go.
We'll sit there with the little. It'd be like the little kids table. Yeah. I can see where you're at 47. What? Let's go. Also, before I let you go, and I didn't prep you on this, so we'll see. You guys do something a little different. You do bring in a speaker for a short engagement. Can you tell me a little bit about I've read up on him, and I apologize. I don't have that information in front of me.
Taylor Molly is our speaker this year. He is a teacher, and he does the What Teachers Make, and it's kind of a comedy about what a teacher really does make, and it doesn't have anything to do with money.
Yeah, it's Paul Harvey-esque. So he's a farmer. Right. So he's a teacher. I think that's what we're going at. Tasha, we look forward to having another. This is just a sellout event. It's the 8th Annual Class Act, April 6th at the Eunice Center. If you need more information or ticket information, or if you're going to be out of town that weekend but still want to help out, 236-7611. Is there a website or anything else that they need to know about? Nope.
That's it.
236-7611. 6 o'clock social. Dinner is at 7:30. Come on out and support Kearney Public Schools with the 8th Annual Class Act.
I did want to say, too, you do not need to be present to purchase things. You can contact one of us, and we'd be more than happy to get you the book. With this new technology, you can type in the bid number or the item number and bid from your phone if you're in Dallas, if you're wherever. It's a great, great service that's going to be available. We also have 3 raffle items. If you're interested in raffle tickets, you can contact our office as well.
And if you want to give me some cash and let me spend it there, we can do that too. That can always be arranged.
You're like a buyer.
Oh, I can be a broker. I can be a buyer.
Exactly. That would be perfect.
We'll get some great stuff for you.
Do you guys have a preview? The night before? No. Some people do, some people don't. Yep. Just thought I'd get that out. April 6th, folks, at the Eunice Center. Tosh Weiss, best of luck to you and the committee.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk about another upcoming event here in central Nebraska when the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters come to town, plus NCAA basketball brackets. And Matt Cotney is going to join us towards the end of the program to update us on tonight's Nebraska women's basketball game against A&M in the NCAA tournament. Back with more right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Advance Auto Parts, we like to win. Who doesn't? Losers, that's who. Everyone wins by saving when they come to Advance. But now, one lucky son of a mama will also win a 2013 Dodge Challenger valued at $56,000 in the Pennzoil Dream Machine Giveaway. You can't win if you don't enter, so come to Advance today. You got nothing to lose.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary for sweepstakes, void where prohibited. Visit Pennzoil.com/challenger for pro...
Dial Global Sports is your exclusive home for the NCAA tournament.
Davis with a rebound, hands it to Teague, dribbling it out, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, the ball thrown in the air, and the title has returned to its old Kentucky home.
Who will this year's champ be? Tune in here to find out.
The NCAA tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see breaks of sun, along with some cloudiness around the area at times today. Even can see a few flurries in spots through midday. With a high of 31, northwest winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we head back to a low of 12. Right now it's 25.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We were just talking with Tosha Weiss, one of their corporate sponsors. They do so much for the community. We talk about all the deals that you can find. They give back to the community in so many ways. But if you need some work done on your vehicle, car, truck, van, SUV, in and out, oil changes, 30 minutes or less, no appointment necessary. With their Mopar Quick Lube at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They're always giving things away. They were giving away tickets to the Tri-City Storm on their Facebook page last week. They continue to do great deals, maybe just some in-service. Maybe every once in a while they'll give you a deal on some new tires or some maintenance or shock struts, whatever you need. Think Midway.com. Midway, a better way. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Of course, coming back from the break there, there's only one thing Sweet George Brown means, and that's Harlem Globetrotters. And it's always fun, no matter where they're at. And I think that's the beauty of it. They can be at Madison Square Garden. They can be playing on the Great Wall of China. And they can be playing at the Vero Event Center in Kearney, Nebraska. And that's what they're going to be doing on April the 2nd. That is a Tuesday night, April 2nd. They will be at the Vero Event Center. And we welcome in the Hammer. Hammer Harrison is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome in. I know you've been busy this morning.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you in, and of course, a lot of folks our age obviously grew up with the Harlem Globetrotters, getting to go to them or watch them on Wide World of Sports. This is your fourth season with the Globetrotters, and how does one even break in to the Harlem Globetrotters, and how many Globetrotters are there now?
Well, basically, like you said, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters, we've been around for 87 years, you know, bringing joy and happiness, not just in the U.S., but around the world, you know. I came from college, you know, I went to Division I college down at Hampton University. My talents were scouted there, and they gave me a tryout, and here I am 4 years later. So far, I've been about 55 countries around the world.
Oh, my God. And right off the bat, what was the one that right off the top of your head you say, man, that was awesome?
I would have to say the Middle East. You know, every year what we do is a military tour where we go out to perform for the troops out there who's been departed from their families and stuff to give them a piece of that American pie that they've been missing.
When you get started out of college, mm-hmm. obviously a lot of you guys want to play and are good enough to play pro basketball at different levels. How does it happen that you become a Harlem Globetrotter as opposed to going to Europe and playing, going to some of those sort of leagues and playing?
Well, basically, the Harlem Globetrotters found me. You know, I've always knew about the Harlem Globetrotters. My first encounter with them was actually with Scooby-Doo, you know.
So, yeah, baby.
So that was my first encounter. So I didn't even know the route you had to take to actually join the team, but they found me. They came knocking on my door, and, you know, it's been a wonderful opportunity. It gave me a tryout, and then we went to a training camp, and now here I am 4 years later.
Hammer Harrison with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How much did you have to learn? Because, A, you got to be a good basketball player.
There you go.
You got to have skills. You got to be able to do some things. But mm-hmm. it's also a lot of entertainment. How much work is there on the entertainment part?
Yes, definitely. That's what we look for, is great athletes, you know, athletic players who's good at the game of basketball. And you got to have great character. You know, you got to be a good person and a good role model, because we are ambassadors of goodwill. You know, basketball is only one of the things that we do. We do a lot of things in the community. Right now we're doing a ABC program of bullying, you know. So we teach the kids about the ABCs, that's action, bravery, and compassion. And we help them use those to prevent bullying, not just in their schools, but communities as well.
Great. And there's so many other things that the Harlem Globetrotters do. And we want to remind you that it's April 2nd at the Viero Events Center. How involved, this is a job, obviously. Mm-hmm. 365, well, you're on the road here, you're playing. How often? Do you work 7 days a week, 5 days a week? How's that work?
Well, our U.S. tour kicks off Christmas. So we go out, and our first game is the next day after Christmas. We tour the U.S. from about that time until the end of April. The U.S. alone, you know, we have separate units. We cover mainly about up to 300 games in one U.S. season. So this is our You Write the Rules tour, you know, so we're having a good time on it. What's special about this tour is fans will get a chance to go online to the website, HarlemGlobetrotters.com, and they get to vote for a specific rule that they would like to see taking place in each quarter. Now, when I say these rules, you know, these rules vary. Now, it can be the four-point shot being activated the whole quarter. It can be 6-on-5. It can be double the points, or even two basketballs in a game at once.
Oh, nice. I vote for that one. I vote for the two basketballs.
And that actually happens to be one of my favorite rules. But, yeah, and then in the fourth quarter, we have a live vote right there in the audience, and to see what the fans will want to see in the fourth quarter.
I will say this. I've never in my life talked to anybody that went to a Harlem Globetrotters game show and had been disappointed. Oh. It is just amazing. And from a basketball standpoint, you know, everybody loves the fun. Everybody loves that. It's amazing basketball. It is just phenomenal. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, some of us guys that follow college basketball, some of your teammates and where they're from, and if guys that maybe we heard of, you know, like yourself, you had a pretty good college career.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things we look for is good athletes. And one of the places where we like to scout from is sometimes the dunk contest, you know. And we had a couple players from the dunk contest join us, you know, such as, you know, Jacob Hots Tucker. He was with us before. And we had, you know, John Williams, who was in the dunk contest that same year. And we like to get those guys. And they come out, and they're great athletes.
I mean, let's face it, Curly Neal, Metal Arc Lemon, that's where I start with my Harlem Globetrotters. They would make amazing shots.
Yeah.
I mean, Metal Arc could hit the half quarter as good as anybody. He could do the hook from there. What's the hammer specialty?
Well, I shoot from three quarters. I got a granny shot from the other opposite side free throw line.
Seriously.
Yeah, and I'm pretty good with it, you know.
White Man Can't Jump was on yesterday, and he was shooting at the, you know, how he, if he's going to get his girlfriend on Jeopardy, he had to shoot at the one basket, not the other. And so yeah. That was like three.
So it's pretty, it's a pretty good shot for me. You know, we practice our shots every day, you know, before the game. We get about a good 20 minutes to practice our trick shots and, you know, even just our regular tricks that we like to do. And that comes after conditioning and basketball drills, of course, though.
So all the fans out there that are going to be coming to this game, give us some predictions. What are some things that they're going to see? Let me guess. Is there going to be a water bucket trick with some confetti?
Just maybe. You know, that's one of the Harlem Globetrotters traditions. And you can't come to a Harlem Globetrotter game without seeing one of those. So, you know, that's always fun. They get to see, you know, Tiny Sturgis. You know, he's 7'8" tall, you know, and happens to be one of the world's tallest professional athletes right now in basketball. Yep. We also have a female on the squad, T-Tom Bronner, and she's the 10th female in Globetrotter history, and she'll also be there. And she's, you know, very inspiring to, you know, women of all ages that, you know, wants to choose a career goal, even if it's basketball.
Doug, what Kansas All-American was one of the first Harlem Globetrotter women?
Oh,
that was so mean of me to do that. Yeah. Lynette Woodard.
Yes, yeah. I
don't know if she was the very first, but I remember when I probably was in junior high and she was, I mean,
yeah.
Again, on, of course, that was before the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing basketball player.
Yeah, Lynette Woodard actually was the first Harlem Globetrotter female. And, you know, she's opened the doors for, you know, other females. And T-Town, hopefully she'll do the same.
Wasn't Wilt a Globetrotter?
Yeah, he actually was. You know, he played a year with the Harlem Globetrotters and then going on to the NBA at the time. And, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters, we actually, you know, broke that racial barrier because it was a time where blacks wasn't allowed to go into the NBA. And Nat Sweetwater Clifton was the first African-American to join the NBA, and he was, in fact, a Harlem Globetrotter.
Which is hard to fathom in this day and age, but we are great to have Hammer Harrison with us here. Again, the Harlem Globetrotters at the Vieira Event Center on April the 2nd. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets there. Now, right here it says that one of Hammer's, I want to know what your second, you tell me what your second best sport is, and then I'll quiz you on what you've got here.
Okay.
Your second best sport is?
My second? I will say I'm pretty good at ping pong, if that's considered a sport.
How good are you at ping pong?
I'm pretty good. You know, I played a lot in college. And
since he had a duck coming in the door, I'm guessing his reach is a huge advantage in the world of ping pong. I would be a little intimidated by that.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of Chinese that are taller than him playing ping pong. I'll tell you that right now.
Definitely not. And actually, I had a chance to go to China. And over there, you know, they love ping pong, you know, that's like one of the national sports. And
absolutely.
And the kids, you know, they're groomed from a young age. You know, I go out to the elementary schools and they have concrete ping pong tables, you know, so they're indestructible to weather and they could always go out there and they play. And I was playing them and I was tearing them up.
Wait a minute.
I was tearing them up. They ain't nowhere hit them.
There's still places in the world that don't know about the Globetrotters or are a little, for lack of a better term, basketball illiterate, really don't know about the game?
Well, we haven't been to Antarctica yet, so. As soon as they.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit models have been there, but not.
As soon as they bring some more heat up there, we might head up there. But, yeah, we definitely travel all over, you know. And even this year, we have plans to go to, you know, New Zealand and Australia and South America. And, you know, and I'm glad to be a part of that.
How long do you want this to be kind of your career? You got a time in mind?
Well, I love it, you know, and that's the thing about it. You know, we don't only look for just players. You know, we have coaches who used to be players, so it just revolves, you know. And hopefully maybe I could be a coach one day for the Globetrotters, you know, and that's, you know, something that I'm not turning down. But as far as playing, you know, the great Curly Neal, he played 22 years.
He's awesome.
We have a guy on our team named Flight Time. He played about 14 years. So, you know, it's definitely a great organization to be a part of.
How does your body hold up? I mean, just from the standpoint of the travel and games all the time, how does that work?
Yeah, it's tough, you know, because we play every day. So, you know, we have a great staff and great trainers who help us out and keep us healthy and direct us into what we need to eat and getting a proper nutrition that we need for our bodies to keep functioning. Right now I'm out on the media expedition and I'm going out to these cities, and this is kind of like a break for me, you know, from playing every day. So
Hammer's coming back with fresh legs. He's gonna have fresh legs.
and that's the wonderful thing about it. You know, we play every day and we practice for about 2 hours before the game. So it's definitely a lot of basketball.
Folks, it's Tuesday, April 2nd. Get out there, watch. If you've got kids, this is one of the great family times that you can spend with your kids at the Vieiro Event Center. And it's got to be something because all over the world, they're still kids. They may look different. They may act different. But they're just kids in the eyes every time.
Absolutely. And they always understand the language of laughter, you know, and they always have a good time. You know, we entertain from 7 to 70. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't even have to be a fan of basketball if you just want to come out and have fun with us, and we'll have fun with you.
Oh, it is so much fun. Anything else that you want the fans to know about?
Well, you know, like I said, we are ambassadors of goodwill, and any way we could, we like to reach out into the community and do something. Today, I'll be visiting elementary school and delivering my ABCs of bullying. Throughout this whole North America tour, we're actually going to be playing with pink basketball in support of breast cancer awareness. So that's another thing that we're trying to do to help, you know, all the women and mothers and grandmothers and nieces we've been entertaining all these years.
HarlemGlobetrotters.com, folks. Get on there, find out all the information you need about the Harlem Globetrotters. Vote on the special rules that we'll get to play by when they're here at the Vieiro Event Center. And, Monty, anything else?
I can't wait. I just made a note because we've been my son's been telling me for weeks to get the tickets. I just made a note to myself, get tickets to Globetrotters ASAP because, and it, like I said, nobody is ever disappointed. They leave that place. It's just a ride. I love it.
You can go to the Vieiro Event Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, and pick up your tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. Hammer Harrison, it is always a pleasure anytime a Globetrotter comes into the studio. It was great chatting with you, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, folks, keep it here. We're going to give you a chance to win some Harlem Globetrotter tickets throughout the week. And again, if you don't win those tickets, go to the Vieiro Event Center box office, Ticketmaster.com. The red, white, and blue ball, ABA and Harlem Globetrotters. There's nothing better. It's April 2nd at the Vieiro Event Center. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
How do you get your company's data center ready for the cloud? Let's ask basketball legend Charles Barkley.
When in doubt, take the ball inside. You get a good look at the basket or you draw a foul. Either way, you win.
Oh, kind of like how working with CDW to configure and install Cisco UCS servers powered by Intel Xeon processors can help increase your company's agility and productivity.
Well, yeah, if you want to get all technical about it.
CDW, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Barkley.
Dockers and Coles present Survival Tips with Bear Grylls.
Whatever wild you find yourself in, the right clothes will help you survive. Whether it's a desperate search for food or the equally important need to make sure any first impression is a good one. Surviving a sub-zero mountaintop or the hot glare of your boss reviewing your presentation. If your wild is everyday life, you need Dockers khakis.
Dockers Signature Khaki, now with staying power technology. Available at Coles and Coles.com. Dockers.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
we'll see breaks of sun, along with some cloudiness around the area at times today. Even can see a few flurries in spots through midday with a high of 31. Northwest winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we head back to a low of 12. Right now it's 25.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Whether you're watching the NCAA tournament, LeBron James and the Miami Heat go for history, the NHL, the women's game tonight, the Huskers taking on Texas A&M. The place to do it is the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. We're going to be talking with Matt Coatney, voice of the Husker women, here in about 5 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your Monday lunch special at the Chicken Coop is awesome. A steak sandwich with choice of side item, only $6.99. And, of course, every Monday night at the Kearney location, bull fries and fries, only $5.99. We're taking the hammer out tonight. Have some bull fries and fries. A little Kearney, Nebraska delicacy there for only $5.99 at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Happy hour every Monday through Friday from 2 to 5:30. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch all of your favorite sporting events. And, of course, don't forget their party room available for any kind of get-together. Maybe you've got a little reception. Maybe you've got a bachelor party. Maybe you've got the college or high school graduation. Maybe it's just a business meeting. You'll want to get it taken care of right with their party room. Talk to them at the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island. Let's give away some Globetrotter tickets right now. We're going to give away a pair of tickets. This is pretty easy. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We just had Hammer Harrison in. He played at Hampton. We've heard of Hampton. Everybody's fired up about Florida Gulf Coast being a 15 seed. Hampton was a 15 seed. They were one of the 15 seeds that won in the first round of the NCAA tournament quite a while back before the Hammer played. Who did they beat? When Hampton was a 15 seed in the NCAA tournament, which college did they beat in that first round? Who was the team they upset? 888-455-ESPN. Talk to producer Jeff. First correct caller will get a pair of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters on the 2nd of April. Getting back to the NCAA tournament, I've jotted down a few notes here. And I saw one of your posts actually on Facebook, and I thought, you know what? It actually did open my eyes a little bit. Everybody's bashing the refs. And I hate this flagrant foul thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's two different things. They're bashing refs, which they always like to do. They think maybe they missed that call in the Ohio State-Iowa State game and a variety of others. But you made a very interesting point about the flagrant fouls. Don't blame the refs. They're following the rules.
How many times did we see the flagrant one, flagrant two graphic up? Because it seemed like almost every game the officials were going over to the monitor and watching, so they put the graphic up. And you read that rule, and the referees are calling it exactly like they have to call it. Don't blame them. Blame the rule makers. The intent of the rule is to protect kids, and I get that. I understand that totally. If there's a flagrant elbow thrown to the face, but the way it is written, it talks about contact above the shoulders, period. It doesn't say excessive. It doesn't say any of that sort of stuff. That's the way they have to call it, and it's unfortunate. I think it's a rule that the intent is good, but the way it was done, it needs to change.
They'll be tweaking it. I mean, that's just one of those things you have to tweak a little bit. And I hate the advantage that some of these teams are getting because now we have a dead ball. We get to have a timeout, so to speak. You get to talk to your team. It delays the game. And then you got to – every time I saw it over the weekend, I didn't see this during the regular season. Then they're calling the coaches together. Why? Make the call. Let's move on. We don't have to explain it to the coaches. Either he did or he didn't. You're going to one guy's going to be happy, one guy's going to be unhappy. I saw that in the Michigan State game this weekend. Well, you know, it was just a graze. It had nothing to do with it, but Michigan State got the job on the call, and you know, so you bring the coaches together. What's Tom Izzo going to say as they're playing Memphis?
It puts referees in a bad position too, cuz they have to explain what happened, what they saw. You know, I know they're going to try to over communicate, but first of all, March Madness is spectacular. It is a wonderful thing, and I'm not disparaging any of that part of it. But there are certain things that need to be changed. You know, you talk about the flagrant foul rule. I think that probably will be tweaked. We've talked at length, and that's a whole different topic, about the physicalness of college basketball right now and how that takes away from the flow of the game. You know, but the third thing is certainly, and it's kind of a joke, but it's kind of isn't, how many timeouts there are, TV timeouts. It was like one possession, a timeout, a TV timeout. You know, if you're going to have that many TV timeouts, don't you take away some of the regular timeouts the team has? Because again, it just, I know they got to pay, I know sponsors have to have to pay the money, but it hurts. I think it hurts the game.
Here's what I think about that. You can't take away the timeouts from the team, because even back when we played, it was four a game. Okay, so now they have five, and they're supposedly at 30. The problem with it is the length of the timeout.
Right.
These aren't 60-second timeouts. They're not two-minute timeouts. They're 3- and 4-minute timeouts. That is the problem. The length of the halftime is a problem. Don't tell me that I didn't sit there for a half hour last night waiting for the second half of the Creighton-Duke game to get going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing. Want to say congratulations to Mark from Kearney. He has won our tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. He knew that Iowa State was the team that lost to Hampton a few years ago. In fact, it's been quite a while ago now. Hard to believe, but congratulations to Mark from Kearney. And one other thing. This really does tweak me a little bit. And again, to some people, it's going to seem minor. Who has won the rights to the NCAA basketball tournament, Monty? Which television network?
CBS.
Then why the hell aren't they showing the games? I get all this other stuff, but the last three games last night, I hate this. A 9:40 tip-off in Philadelphia for Creighton Duke. When you got teams playing on the West Coast, you got a 9:40 in Philadelphia, which, of course, they didn't start at 9:40. It started at 10 o'clock their time for Duke and Creighton. I get that, yeah, you want the Well, no, I don't, because it's not on CBS, so you're not getting the ratings numbers. Mm-hmm. You could have them tipping off at 6:15 Eastern time and still get the rating numbers. I don't think that's fair. It used to be we played the one game at 11:15 in the morning, then we had a couple tip off at 1, then we had the big triple header, and we ended with one or two games spilling into the 7 or 8 o'clock hour. CBS, if you don't want the tournament, then give it to somebody else. If you want the games, don't be shoving them on True TV at 7:40 on a Sunday night. That is disrespectful to the game of college basketball, in my opinion.
Well, it's money related. They fork out a tremendous amount of money for the rights, and then what they do with those rights, they've paid for that. And so how they do it is, you know, they're paying for that right to make those decisions. I'm not agreeing with it either, but it's confusing. First of all, I know that. It's confusing. You can't figure out who's playing when. There's no, like you said, it used to be this correlation. You could figure that stuff out. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, I suppose it's made by executives and not necessarily basketball people, but people that are paying the money to broadcast these games.
Well, the NCAA should have, I mean, every committee is a committee of those people. And again, the one thing that bothers me is that it's fine if you want to have them on all three of those other networks. But on Saturday night and Sunday night, if you don't have a game on CBS, then you shouldn't be having games on these other networks. If you've got a game on CBS, fine, do whatever else you want. But if you're going to air, I love Amazing Race, 60 Minutes, all that stuff, that was last night, then you get the game. Come on.
Yeah, trying to have it both ways. So you watched the entire Duke Creighton game, right?
Yeah, and it just made me sick to my stomach.
How come?
Well, I like Duke. Duke's one of those teams that you either love or you hate. I like Duke, and I have them in my brackets. And that's the one where I need Louisville to go bye-bye as soon as possible to make my bracket as great as it can be. But Creighton is one of those teams, just like Georgetown in the first round. Creighton is one of those teams that just never, I don't want to say lives up to expectations. But if you were going to beat Duke, last night was the night you did it. Duke didn't play great. You had a chance to beat him, and you choked on national TV. You choked on the big stage, and that's my thoughts on that. So we'll get back to that in a moment, but Matt Coatney standing by with us now from College Station, Texas, where the Nebraska women will be in action tonight taking on Texas A&M, and thank goodness they are. Matt, how's it going?
Oh, it's a beautiful day down here in Texas. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein on this Monday Doug and Daddy Show. And Matt, boy, you had to use all your birthday wishes on Saturday, didn't you? The Chattanooga Mocs were pretty tough.
Yeah, they were. And we're 2-0 all time on my birthday now. So I'm going to see if I can get the state of Missouri where I was born to print me some birth certificates with multiple dates of birth, like March 25th and March 30th. No, see, Chattanooga had won 19 games in a row. They had won 29 games. They're a veteran of the NCAA tournament. And, you know, they beat Tennessee this year. They had a great inside game, great perimeter game. Connie Yori, I think, correctly looked at some teams that had beaten Chattanooga, went zone. And, you know, they hit threes from the outside, so she had to scrap that. And a great, great comeback for Nebraska. And, boy, it's just a lot of fun being in the NCAA tournament. This is really, really neat stuff.
You know, Matt, you hit on a great point. When that bracket came out, I thought that Chattanooga was a tough matchup for a first round. Just as you mentioned, because the teams they'd beat, they'd played great competition, they were on a roll, that sort of thing. What about the next matchup, playing a team like Texas A&M on their home floor?
Well, you can play Texas A&M in Timbuktu, and it would be a tough game. But playing here at the Reed Arena is doubly tough. Don't forget, Texas A&M won the national championship just 2 years ago. They played a very similar style under Gary Blair his entire career, a very tough pressure defense. They have got fast athletes who are sizable. And then on the inside this year, they have a dimension that really they didn't have at any time when we played them in the Big 12. And Kelsey Bone, who's 6'4", was the MVP of the SEC tournament, was the second-ranked high school player in her class nationally in 2009, right behind Brittany Griner. And, you know, A&M now draws pretty well. The first time I came down here, I think the listed attendance was in negative numbers. Now they're getting 6,000 to 7,000 per game consistently. And it's quite the atmosphere. It's a great atmosphere for women's college basketball. Should be a fun atmosphere tonight, but certainly the Huskers have their hands full tonight with Texas A&M.
Matt Cotney, voice of the Husker women, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talked about it last week. Just it couldn't have been probably a tougher draw unless Baylor was in this bracket somewhere. But Nebraska is not going to have any kind of a breather. Were you concerned with Nebraska's play at all on Saturday, Matt? Something that that was a roadblock for them at all?
Well, was I concerned with their play? I think one of the things that I thought about, and I've actually already recorded the pregame show with Coach Yori for tonight's broadcast, and she brought up something I've been thinking about, is the two-week layoff after the Big Ten tournament, I think, certainly may have had an effect on Nebraska's play. You know, everybody's a creature of habit, and most college teams, you play at least two games a week. You get into a style, you get into a rhythm, and that, you know, when that's taken away from you and you actually go back out and you're playing not only a game, but playing against a team you're not familiar with, I think that certainly showed in Nebraska's play. So one of the things I think that won't be a factor tonight is this is more along the lines of what they did during the season. You're on the road, you have a scout, you play a game, now you get ready for your next opponent. So that rhythm hopefully will come back pretty quickly. It wasn't really concerned with the way they played because Chattanooga, a very quality opponent, and really the only thing Chattanooga did that I don't think anybody was really ready for was hit shots. The people who hit shots, Alex Black, the point guard, had a career high with 4 3-pointers. Taylor Hall, their forward, she started hitting threes. And I think when you take a look at their stats, look at them on film, we hadn't anticipated them shooting that well from the outside. But I thought the Huskers played fine, especially in the second half.
Obviously, Jordan Hooper, one of the keys to Nebraska's success, and had a great game with 21 and 12 in the first round. Am I wrong in assuming that Lindsey Moore might be the key tonight, or with the kind of pressure and the kind of guard play that Texas A&M has?
Oh, no, you're exactly spot on. It's all about not turning the ball over tonight, and how great is it that Nebraska has a senior point guard who's been through many NCAA tournament games. She's played Texas A&M before. She's beaten Texas A&M before. She has a really good idea of what's going to happen here. Nebraska has to limit turnovers, and they have to make sure if they do turn the ball over, it's a dead ball turnover that doesn't lead to transition, because the A&M wings, Courtney Walker, Courtney Williams are freshmen who can flat out run, and Adrian Pratcher at the point guard, she is also dynamically fast. So if A&M gets in transition, they'll have an advantage there. Lindsey Moore, not only in this game, but really every game, she's the key to what Nebraska does. Hooper gets a lot of the headlines. But it all starts with Lindsey Moore, who's had an amazing senior year. And her career has been part of what I call the golden age of Nebraska women's basketball. She's got more wins than any Husker in history with 93, and hopefully she'll get 94 tonight.
Talking with Matt Cotney here, what did the team think when the president took him to go farther than most people?
Well, you know, if I had a chance to go back and vote in the presidential election, I might vote for someone else, because he's probably given A&M motivation tonight. That's one of the first things A&M coach Gary Blair brought up, is we're not getting any respect. 2 years ago, we won the national championship. We won the SEC tournament, and we didn't get a seed as good as the team we beat in the SEC tournament. Now the president of the United States picks Nebraska to beat us. You know, credit Gary Blair. He's going to find anything he can do to motivate his team. He took his team out to Outback Restaurant on Friday night so they could watch the Jim Valvano 30 for 30 special on ESPN. I mean, he is a master motivator, and he's going to use that for his team tonight. I don't really think A&M needs any motivation, and I think they've got as much respect as any team in the country, but that's the way he looks at it. You know, and that's great that the president picked Nebraska. I think that's wonderful, but all things being equal, it's probably not anything that A&M needed for motivation against the Huskers tonight.
Well, you know those old coaches, Matt. They always look for some sort of psychological advantage, something to put up on the whiteboard before the game starts, right?
Well, Gary Blair, he's a dandy. I'll tell you what. He's the only coach, and I mean this, 28 years, that I actually have to tell him I have to leave before the game. Usually I go to talk to the other coaches, and they just absolutely don't want to talk to the other team's radio guy. Gary Blair seeks you out, gives you a Tootsie Roll, wants to know if he can get you a soda, starts telling you about all the plans they have for the arena, and you're like, Gary, I got to get on the air. You have a game to coach. And then it's five more minutes. But he's a great guy. I mean, he's really, really good for our team.
Epitome of a good old boy, isn't he?
Oh, boy, he is. He's from Dallas, Texas, and he's been coached in the South for a long time. Everybody knows him. And really, he's in the Hall of Fame, and he deserves to be. And I was so happy he got a national championship, because he deserves it.
Matt Coatney, what's the vibe of the team today? Can you tell? Because when we talked with Jordan on Thursday's show, and it's been brought up about Nebraska maybe exceeding expectations, going deeper than they've ever went before. They've obviously got the talent to win two or three at least games in this tournament, and all Husker fans want to see them do that because they haven't done it before. Is there any pressure? Can you tell the vibe's loose? What are you getting today?
I tell you what, I was just at breakfast about 2 hours ago, and that team's about as loose as I've ever seen them. Emily Cady was being her normal, goofy self, and Sadie Murren and Courtney Aiken were holding court at the table they were with Lindsey Moore and Katie Simon, and the coaching staff feels pretty loose. I think the pressure is on A&M tonight. I mean, this is a team that won a national championship a few years ago. They're the higher seed. They're at home. They're going to have their big crowd. This is a Nebraska team that I think is playing very loose. They're confident. They won 12 of their last 14. I think the thing that I've always loved about Connie Yori is, you go on the road with Coach Shorey, she's got an amazing road record. And the way she treats her team on the road, very consistent. There's not a lot of changes, not a lot of surprises. And what that translates in is a team that goes into every game about the same. They are a confident, loose group tonight. I really, really am pretty impressed with the way this team is approaching the game tonight.
All right, Matt, we'll let you get back to work down there. The call tonight is on 1230 KHAS and The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Nebraska, Texas A&M. Tip-off set for 8:40. And, Matt, hopefully we can do this again before the Sweet 16.
Would love it. Thank you for being a great affiliate and having us on, guys.
Take care, Matt. Matt Coatney, catch him tonight on our network of stations. Breaking news just out here in the Big Ten. Tubby Smith has been fired as Minnesota men's basketball coach.
Why?
Why? Is there something we don't know?
Ben Hallen out at UCLA, Tubby Smith out at Minnesota after 6 years, never making it to the Sweet 16, 124-81. They were 46-62 in the conference. Won his first NCAA tournament game at the school this past week against UCLA. But here's the key. New athletic director Norwood Teague, who along with associate AD Mike Ellis was responsible for hiring Shaka Smart, decided to go in a different direction and buy out the remaining years of his contract.
Yeah, that explains a lot. New AD coming in, a program that's right there on the edge. To me, kind of right there on the edge. I wouldn't say they underachieved this year, would you?
Started 15-1, mm-hmm. Finished 21-13, so they lost 12 of their last 18 games.
That schedule they played.
Well, yeah, it's Big Ten tournament. I don't know. People seem to love Tubby. We talked with with last week, Tom Dienhart, the senior analyst of Big Ten Network, and he said, I don't see where Minnesota's getting all this love because they're so inconsistent and they haven't played well lately, getting that UCLA was a little banged up. UCLA, Minnesota, both coaches were already fired before they took the floor last week, apparently, because the decisions had been made in that ballgame. Ben Hallen and Tubby Smith both out. Shocking. We'll take a break. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, a couple of other things on the NCAA tournament, and we'll wrap things. Oh, by the way, and I want to give my, since I don't want to waste time after the break, NASCAR, we have a wreck, we fight at the end of it. Nice sport. Back after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, you know, Golic and I just finished the Listerine 21-Day Challenge towards a healthier mouth. They guaranteed you'll feel the difference in 21 days or your money back.
And it's true. This Listerine Total Care stuff really does a lot. Strengthens teeth, restores enamel, kills bad breath germs. There are like 6 benefits in one.
Yeah, your breath is better. I don't even have to hold my nose anymore.
That's weird. You don't sound any less nasal.
Oh, come on. This voice is pure gold.
Pipe down, Greeny. For more info on the Listerine 21-Day Challenge and the money back guarantee, please visit facebook.com/Listerine. Listerine!
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
There are questions, and there are cooler questions. You know, the kind you like to stand around and shoot the breeze over. The kind on the Midtown Mart Cooler Question on the front page of ESPNSuperStation.com. Log on, check it out, and vote. If you want to, comment too. Post on Facebook or send a tweet from Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics.
We'll see breaks of sun, along with some cloudiness around the area at times today. Even can see a few flurries in spots through midday. With a high of 31, northwest winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we head back to a low of 12. Right now it's 25.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens will be on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. The Huskers started the weekend, or started the Big Ten Conference, at 2-1 with Illinois this past weekend. They're scheduled to play at Kansas State, their 12th game of 12 in a row on this road trip, then finally come home to take on Northwestern. We haven't had a chance to talk a lot of football lately because of all the basketball, but it will be interesting to see how the divisions divide up in the Big Ten with Rutgers and Maryland, and if they just do that right down the middle. A lot of them say it's going to be, there's 10 in the Eastern time zone, 8 in the Central, so will it be Indiana or Purdue that comes to the West? And we'll talk more about that as well. But right now, the Midtown Mart Cooler Question over the weekend: how many brackets did you fill out? 53% of you took that middle ground, 2-5. I was more. I was in the 6-9 range.
Really?
23% said one. Yeah, really. If you got a bracket, I fill it out. You did one?
I did one. Every year, I just do one. We've talked about this before. It isn't that important to me. Well, I don't know enough to consistently win. But
apparently, you're one. Fourth in your own house.
Come on.
What did the Monte Kratzenstein sheet of integrity have?
I don't even remember. I have Louisville winning. I know that. Okay. I had Louisville. I think I had Ohio State. I had Kansas. You know, I mean, I love watching it. And so I don't want to have to cheer for teams. Like, for example, for years I used to do these, and, you know, I was a Kansas basketball fan. I am a Kansas basketball fan. Well, I knew they weren't going to win it, but I'm like, oh, I can't cheer against them. So what do? Go with your heart, go with your head. My buddies tell me I overthink it. I probably do. So you know what? For years, I never even did a bracket. I just enjoyed it. I'm conflicted, Doug. I got a lot of thoughts going on in my head multiple times.
I can't, in this day and age, I can't believe everyone doesn't fill out a bracket. Which Sweet 16 team, this is our poll question of the day, our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. Which Sweet 16 team, seeded 12 or lower, has the best chance of advancing? Oregon versus Louisville, LaSalle versus Wichita State, Florida Gulf Coast versus Florida. What do you think, Monty?
I don't know much about them, but just probably LaSalle to me, just because the talent level that they have and their style is conducive to NCAA tournament. I'd go with LaSalle.
I agree as well, and part of that is because they're playing a 9 seed. They're not playing a 1, 2, or a 3 seed. So we'll go with LaSalle. Your vote today can be registered at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tiger Woods is 2 up with 3 to play over Ricky Fowler. They're both coming off bogeys on the last hole. 3 to play, and he's got a 2-shot lead at the Arnold Palmer Invite, which is winding down. A couple of other observations from basketball yesterday. One, what was Ole Miss doing? LaSalle scores. There's 2.5 seconds left. You've got a timeout, and you don't use it. And you take they got a half court, three quarters court heave. But again, Valpo had a 19-9 shot with 2.5 seconds years ago when they beat, Mississippi. So what are they doing? They just panic. They panic, I think.
I honestly think that sometimes you're spending so much time on trying to get a stop. As a player, you're trying to get a stop, or even as a coach, you know, thinking about this, stopping this. When they score, there's such that letdown. Maybe you do blank out. Maybe you don't know. You don't have a plan that you're going to call that timeout right away.
You got 12 assistants.
But there is another thought, not with 2.5 seconds left, but there is that other thought you've practiced this situation, let it roll, and don't let the defense get set up. You know, there's a lot of coaches that go with that sort of thing, not necessarily with 2.5 seconds left, but over 5 seconds left. I know coaches that specifically say, I'm not calling a timeout. I do not want that defense to get set up. We know what we're going to – the type of thing we're going to do.
That's about what Christian Laettner had when he hits the miracle shot. Also – we've had it happen here on the high school level. How about that Ohio State clown, the 12th man on the team, running onto the court after that shot is made? I know that would have been probably a technical foul here in Nebraska on a high school team. Can you imagine that? He hits the shot. There's still time on the clock. He's all the way out to the elbow. He's all before he realizes it, and they grab him and throw him back. I mean, he's the 12th man. He never gets in. Can you imagine if something would have cost Ohio State that game?
My prediction is he wouldn't be the 12th man on the team next year.
Oh, my goodness.
What a mess.
My goodness.
Oh, there's good stuff. You know, that's the great thing about sitting around. You see just so much stuff. You know, I love watching the benches. Don't you just love watching the benches and their reactions and all the stuff they've got going on? Yeah, they've got and you talk to a guy like, for example, a guy like Nick Baugh, you know, who played at Creighton, but of course, you know, he sat on the bench at KU during a lot of their runs, and you know, he tells stories of their antics and the stuff that they would do on the bench. I mean, those are great stories. That's the stuff that what college basketball is all about.
Yeah. If you want to know about professional bench setting, we can do a whole hour show on that, too, if you want to. The All-State Boys and Girls Basketball teams released Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star. We'll go with Omaha for this purpose. Akoya Gao, Omaha Central, Jessica Shepherd, Lincoln Southeast. No surprise that they are the players of the year. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, congratulations. We've been kind of, tooting the horn, pushing the envelope here. Was so happy to see them and Gibbon get a chance to perform on the state stage. Those teams that, you know, maybe a lot of people didn't get a chance to see. But Riley is named a second-team superstater. He's named one of the top 10 boys basketball players in all of the state of Nebraska is what that means.
Oh, that's impressive. I looked at that list, the top five and the second five, and I really had no arguments with that top five. That top five All-Metro players, by the way, one of the few times that happens. But it seems like they always, and I don't want this to sound wrong, but they always kind of reserve a spot at that second five, that third five, for a kid like Riley who, you know, just had a great, great season, maybe isn't playing some of the best competition in the state, but they always seem to reserve a spot along those teams for those kind of kids, and I like that.
On the girls, Mackenzie Brown of Grand Island Northwest, first team Super State. Brooke Kissinger, Minden, second team Super State. So congratulations to those. There are many other young men and women that made their individual classes. So you can check that out on their website at omaha.com. Nebraska Wrestling finished 13th at the Nationals this weekend. Penn State wins their third title in a row. Oklahoma State second. Robert Kokish of the Huskers was third. James Green seventh to receive All-American honors. And that's by finishing in the top eight in your weight class. And Chanel Farmer of Hastings St. Cecilia, she's going to go to Hastings College to play basketball. The Nebraska Danger are 3-1 after throttling Wyoming on Friday night, 62-35. They're off until the 6th. And also the Tri-City Storm, 1-3 last week, 1-1 over the weekend. They are at Waterloo and Des Moines this week. Anything else, Monte?
It's a lot of stuff. We got Nebraska baseball coming up. They played over the weekend, got the series, came about one key hit away from sweeping the series. Illinois, that was a decent start to the Big Ten season.
Yeah, they kind of showed that pitching staff what's up. So it was a good weekend for Nebraska. And Farmers, it can be a good weekend for you when you beat the heat in your field with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. You'll maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops. Don't have to worry about the spoking. You're going to get water. You're going to get moisture. You're going to get precipitation on the entire field. And the best reliability, if it goes down, it doesn't. That's the beauty of it. If it does, though, bam, it's fixed that quickly, and it doesn't screw things up in your field. You're busy working. You don't need to have to worry about your pivot system. The best reliability for the long haul is your T&L pivot system. Call T&L or your local T&L dealer today. T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Tomorrow, a little football talk, a little baseball talk with Northwestern coach Paul Stevens. It looks like UNK baseball is going to be called off. That means Damon Day will be in as our co-host. And we want to thank our folks for joining us today. Tasha Weiss to tell us about Kearney's Class Act coming up on April the 6th. Also want to talk about Matt Coatney, voice of the Husker women, as they get ready to play Texas A&M tonight. And, of course, the Hammer, Hammer Harrison of the Harlem Globetrotters, will be giving away more tickets this week on the Doug and Daddy on the Doug and Daddy show for their performance at the Vero Events Center on April the 2nd. Bonnie, thanks, man.
Always a good time. Always.
We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Good enough, folks. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.